Tanya and I, we failed in our quest on Thursday to get a selfie with Rachel Notley.
We like stalked her.
I know. We tried to like follow her back into the
building. You guys were shameless, shameless. I know. Scurrying around like little neophyte politicos trying to get a shot with the premier. Come on.
It just didn't work out.
It's called self-promotion, John. It's for our radio show.
Well, but you got to do pottery with her, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that was fun. Did the demonstration of the wheel throwing in the new ceramic studio, and Premier was fairly interested in what was happening, and afterwards I gave her a little pot.
So Hart's Place is now officially open. It was a really exciting opening. There was a lot of people that came out for the big ribbon cutting with the Premier, and throughout the festival Art and Creativity. I know you were down there on Saturday afternoon. You said it was pretty busy.
I could not believe how many people came in and out and just were there just to check it out. The marketplace was very vibrant. The community stage was great. I saw the Elizabeth Rummel students singing Zippity-Doo-Dah. It was so adorable.
I heard that you participated in a little bit of improv on Sunday afternoon.
I did. Yeah. I was sorry you weren't there, Rob.
Yeah,
it's
my
first experience on the improv stage, and I think I handled it pretty well.
So, I mean, you're really tied into the artistic community. What's the feel about Arts Place right now?
I think there's a really positive vibe in town. A lot of people took the opportunity to go in and check it out and take part last week, and I've heard a large number of very positive comments coming back. The ribbon cutting, of course, was so much fun, with the fact the Premier was there really added to it. As it happened, that evening was the Mayor's Spotlight on the Arts at the Union Hall, which is another great event where we recognize a number of people in Canmore who have been involved contributors to the arts community. And that event's been going on for years. It was started by Mayor Glenn Craig.
Do you think he predicted one day our mayor would be a potter, an artist?
Oh, gosh. Of course, Glenn was fairly astute. I think he figured that would happen.
He knew our arts community was worthwhile. Yeah.
And one of the recipients of the Mayor's Spotlight, Chrissy Nickerson, I understand, Kick Button, won the whole creative combat.
That's right.
Night.
The Friday evening, 12 artists, 20-minute rounds, a paint-off. I've never seen anything like it. And the place was filled with people, and they had a great time. Watch for it. I'm sure this is going to become a regular event in Canmore.
I hope so. And, you know, there's lots of regular events, programming, classes, interesting things going on at Arts Place. Check out artsplacecanmore.com. They've got a full schedule of their upcoming courses. Many start this weekend, so.
When's the mayor's pottery classes?
when the mayor ceases to be the mayor, you'll have time to do that.
Oh, 2017?
Is that what you're hoping? Thanks, Tanya.